Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Every day I have to have one thing, and it is dark chocolate. Now, of course, I have other things in my day too as well, of course, but I love my dark chocolate. And if I run out, David, look out. It is not pretty.
I'm similar with coffee, and well, we could go through a long list as well. Chocolate's on my list as well. And so I got to admit, talking today about the benefits of chocolate, I'm so excited. I want to have every excuse to enjoy chocolate in my life. And so let's quickly bring on our guest, because I've got so many questions. Joining us today is Monica Bearden. And here's the exciting part. She's a registered dietitian, and she's going to tell us the benefits of chocolate in just a second. She's an award-winning author of several different books. She's the owner of Nut.com, and their website's nut-com.com. And we're going to talk all about her, all about chocolate. And I see I'm getting excited and tongue-twisted already. Monica, mm-hmm. You there? Help us out.
Yeah, you know, chocolate has that effect on people. It just, it's the brain, it's the feel-good brain chemicals that we secrete when we eat chocolate. So it actually does enhance your mood, and I think even just talking about it has an effect.
I can understand. I watch my diet, so I got to admit I've minimized some, but I still kind of sneak it in, and I know I want to hear about different types, but let's start with what are some of the benefits of chocolate besides me getting all excited?
Well, you know, the biggest benefit chocolate, and I'm going to put it into a category that most people wouldn't put it, and that is with other flavanol-containing foods. So when we're talking chocolate and the benefits, it's similar benefits that you hear about from green tea, red wine, onion, berries, soy, peanuts. They have these compounds, flavanols, and what we're finding, and the biggest benefit, is the improved blood flow. Chocolate actually helps your blood flow better. And so you can imagine all of the benefits it would have all throughout your body, from skin to brain to heart to kidney. We're finding that it's got benefits throughout the entire body.
Okay. So somebody like myself, what I'm hearing, my takeaway from this is I should have wine and chocolate every day, not because I want to, but because I need to.
You know what? Actually, there are some of those great foods that you should have. You should have your one glass of wine, your no more than 10 grams of chocolate, so it's a little bit less than two Hershey Kisses. Sorry about that, but that's really all it takes.
Okay,
and
so pause there for a minute.
And you should have plenty of berries.
Okay, you pause there for a minute because, berries, a good idea. Chocolate-covered berries, yeah, may be a way to go, but 10 grams
exactly.
of chocolate. So you've hit on one of my questions. So that's the equivalent of two Hershey Kisses?
A little bit less than two Hershey Kisses is really all you need to see an improvement in blood flow.
Okay.
It
okay.
Take much.
Okay. Okay. What if you're eating more? I'm obviously eating more than that, but it's super dark. I eat 70% to 80%, and don't you want it to be over 70 for the health benefits?
That's what I was just going to ask.
True?
Yes.
You know what?
Great
Not
question.
Necessarily. That a lot of the research shows benefits at 60%. So 60% means you've got 60% of the cocoa bean, which is rich in these flavanols, in your chocolate. And you don't need to go more than that. Now, if you enjoy darker chocolate, your taste buds have adjusted, that's great. But for most Americans, that can be pretty dark and bitter. So you really only need to stay at 60. And what we saw in the research was that at 60% cocoa, and that's 30 calories of chocolate, you can see a significant increase in blood flow, and you can even impact blood pressure, hypertension.
Wow. Okay, so let me ask you this. In a typical candy bar, you talk about 60% cocoa bean or 60% of the dark, the number on the dark chocolate bar.
Right.
In a typical chocolate bar, what is the number that you would associate with it? Obviously, it's less than 60, but is it significantly less?
It is,
okay.
We really don't see a benefit with the milk chocolate. So most of us eat milk chocolate.
Okay.
So if you think of a regular Hershey
exactly.
bar, it's about 40 grams, so a lot more than you need, and it's about 35% cocoa. That's a milk chocolate. And so you're increasing it almost, you're almost doubling it. But the trick to eating the dark chocolate and really enjoying it, and what's so nice about dark chocolate, and I actually teach people to savor their chocolate, believe it or not, is to take your time with the dark chocolate. Most people don't get past that first bitter note, but if you let it linger in your mouth, you can experience anywhere from 2 to up to 6 different flavors from your dark chocolate. And you just don't get that in milk chocolate. Milk chocolate is very sweet, and you just don't get that cacophony of flavors that you get in a dark chocolate.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Monica, because I noticed that as well. And I've also noticed that you can get different types of chocolate, whether it's from Ghana or Peru, and they'll say, like, on the package, this one has a fruity, you know, scent or has this aftertaste, and it kind of, it's like wine, right?
Right, and you know what's really neat? So most big chocolate companies have a blend. They have their favorite bean blends, and so they source beans from different parts around the world. But those single origin chocolates are really neat because they have all of those characteristics that are unique to just that single area. And, you know, based on the environment, based on how it's harvested, each bean actually tastes very different. It has its own. Most people don't know it, but chocolate is the most complex food out there. It has over 400 different flavor notes.
Wow.
So in terms of enjoyment, and, you know, that's aside from the cocoa butter, which melts at room temperature, which just is so luscious on our tongue. So in terms of a food, it really is a very exciting and complex food. I would argue that maybe even more exciting than wine. I don't know. I'm just putting that out there.
I agree. I completely agree.
I put them both together. And I got to tell you, as I started getting into the darker chocolates, it is less sweet, but I started getting ones maybe with some fruit or almonds mixed into the bar. And next thing you know, to me, it was a delicate dessert. It was just, to me, I loved it with or without the wine. And so it solved my sweet tooth that I have. And as you're pointing out, the health benefits of it. So I don't have, you know, so while I'm trying to eat healthier, it's nice to have something sweet at the end of the day. Here's a great way to do it.
Right, and by now, the way, we've done research. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we've
done
talked
research. Go ahead, Lisa.
We've done research. Wait, no, that's what you just said. I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, I was thinking about the beauty effects because you talked about the blood flow, and that's going to help, right? I mean, it's just going to help you look better and feel better.
Yeah, so what we're finding is that, you know, they used to think that chocolate caused acne. And what we're finding, in fact, is that chocolate helps the skin. We're finding that it improves skin hydration because of the increased blood flow and complexion. And we're also finding that it acts somewhat like a sunscreen. It actually protects you from UV damage. The Germans actually did a really nice study. It was published in the Journal of Nutrition where they exposed women to UV light, and they saw that by just having one cocoa beverage a day, and this is a high flavanol cocoa beverage. So when I say that, all natural cocoa powder, not like your Nestle Quix out there. So an all natural cocoa powder beverage, they actually found less redness when exposed to UV light.
Oh, that's exciting.
We are experimenting with it in the lab in different topicals and using different elements from it as well. I've been working with a particular, you mentioned all the different type cocoa beans, and we've been working in the lab with one from Honduras, and it's very specific, but it's extra rich in antioxidants, etc. So I don't know how it would be from a recipe side for making a candy bar, but from a topical, we're seeing the great antioxidant benefits. You're talking about UV protection and all kinds of things. So stay tuned. You're going to see us working a lot from a topical. We'll have to meet them together with some of the stuff we're working on.
That's great. Put it on your face and
now,
eat it.
Yep.
Exactly. Well, speaking of putting it on your face, Monica, I keep seeing recipes for an avocado chocolate mousse. Have you made that where you take the cacao powder and you mix it with the avocado and it looks delicious?
Well, you know, there's all kinds. Most people, when they think of cocoa powder, they think of desserts. But to your point, cocoa powder is just, it's so tantalizing on the tongue that really adding it to, you're mentioning avocado, or even adding it as rubs to your meats. I actually just published a cookbook where we're using cocoa and green tea together for rubs on meat. And wow. Again, you're adding health benefits to your product without the sodium, and you're adding that wonderful flavor that cocoa has just naturally.
Wow.
Which I want to mention, these flavanols that we're talking about, they provide flavor and aroma. So that signature flavor and aroma that we get from cocoa is in part due to these flavanols.
I hate to tell you, you've given us a lot of information, but I hate to tell you we're out of time. So, Monica, I want to thank you for being with us today. Please look for her book, Chocolate, A Healthy Passion, and check out her website, www.nut-com.com. This is David Pollack and Lisa Davis with Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful.